great to see y'all.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So after the election, the major presidential election, the general election in November, what is your life like after that, after the votes are certified? Because we have shared on this show before the perspective or perception of those that work in your industry. You only work when there's an election and that's it. But we know you all do a lot of work behind the scenes.
I'm going to use the Christmas analogy. Okay. Does anybody still have their Christmas decorations up? Well, you know, that's how our office is. Because there is so much equipment. There is so much documentation. There's so much interaction with clerk of court, with the legislature. There's a lot of reporting that has to be done. And then there's the glorious moment where the previous general election is now allowed to be cleared out. So there's that. So we don't keep those records forever. So there is a schedule for that. So there's so much stuff still. And we organize it. Because when it goes out, it's organized. When it comes back, it looks like it's been through Tornado Alley. And then we have to do inventory. We have to make sure the machines are not damaged. All kinds of things. And then I have to pay my people and track some of them down who didn't do their paperwork. So, you know,
That's what your life has been like since the general election?
Yes.
Just clean up.
Right. Right. Organize. Mm-hmm. There's just,
man.
Right.
I guess it makes sense to once you lay it out like that, and we're privy to more information just given our jobs. But even then, I don't think I realized all that stuff.
Right.
Has to be put together, and this is not just specific to York County. These are all.
Right.
What 46 counties in the state of South Carolina,
right.
They all have
or,
to do this.
You know, the whole U.S.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. And we had 150,000 voters come through. So just think about each voter. There is a physical ballot with that. And we have to make sure that those are secure and stored and accounted for. And that's just a lot of stuff.
That is a lot of stuff.
So during the general election here in York County, we had 150,000 folks that voted. I know we covered it in the days after the general election. Percentage-wise, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was about 87. Oh, I should have looked that up.
That's okay.
So
it was higher than sometimes we're in the single digits with some elections. So we'll take these numbers.
Early voting was the winner for this election. I mean, people really did their duty and came to early voting and, you know, experienced the fabulousness that early voting is, because you just go in. I mean, it takes you 12 minutes on a busy day.
And that was designed to help alleviate pressure on election day.
Right.
Because if all those folks voted on election day, we might still be here counting the votes.
Oh, wow.
And standing in line for hours.
Right.
And people get frustrated and then tempers rise and you've got anxiety. It just is a melting pot that would not have looked great.
Right.
And prior to the early voting, you could vote early, but you would have to qualify for so many different reasons why. But the governor and the legislature here in South Carolina got rid of that and said for 2 weeks prior to an election, we will hold early voting and you can come and go what is according to your schedule.
Right.
But it really has been a game changer.
It has.
Has it been like that for, because every state does it different, because we also talked about that over time. Folks that are moving here say, well, we did it like this. And you would say, well, you did, but in South Carolina, we do it like this. But across the country, did the response amongst those in your industry feel like early voting helped?
It was Yes,
okay.
Very positive everywhere that it is offered the way that we do it here. And it's more cost efficient. It's just a great method for accessibility. And
has it been hard trying to find the volunteer or the poll workers to do that?
For early voting?
For early voting? Or what's that been like?
So early voting began in 2022. And nobody had an idea of exactly how it was going to go. But what we have found in the assignments of the workers is me. And so
You are the department.
Yes, I know. I'm the whole division.
She can do it by herself. We know
also
Allison.
Also human resources director.
She can do it, but you do surround yourself with great people. But yeah.
Well, I do. Yeah. But what I have found is now we have two different types of poll manager. We have the ones that will show up every single day for the, you know, 12 days of early voting, but they will not show up for election day.
Oh.
It's a whole different culture almost to be at early voting. It's just, it's different because it's a more open process. Mm-hmm. Anyone from anywhere in the county mm-hmm. can vote at any of the centers for early voting. On election day, there is a lot more that is specific. Each polling location must only allow the people assigned to that polling location. So if somebody's in the wrong place, they get fluffy.
Mm-hmm. It's a good way of describing it. These workers and volunteers, they have also had to become therapists and they've had to work on their anger management to diffuse any kind of situation. So shout out to all of those workers slash volunteers sign up to work at an election.
That's a lot of personalities.
Well, our early voting clerks, I tell you, they are absolute lifesavers. They handled mm-hmm. so much
drama.
Process
yeah.
and and situations yes. and things like that with just, you know, as much mm-hmm. kindness and professionalism as they could muster.
Well, we all took advantage of early voting mm-hmm. at the broadcast house here. And to your point, it was a game changer because our day on election day is crazy. So being able to have that opportunity is fantastic. Well, we're speaking with Allison Mallard. She's with York County Voter Registration and Elections Office. We just kind of recapped what 2024 was like for their office as we're looking ahead to 2025. And we've got some new changes in for one municipality, a big change that's been, 28 years in the making.
So for this November, November 4th, go ahead, get it on your calendars. Then 15 days prior, early voting will start. We are having the 9 municipalities throughout York County will hold each of their elections. And typically, Rock Hill has been at a different time. But this year, it will be on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, which is the constitutional assignment for Election Day. So we're very excited to be able to have all of the municipalities. And folks who are eligible for absentee can go ahead and request those. Get that off your to-do list and take care of that. We are processing those applications now. The ballots will not go out until 30 days prior to the election, but the application can already be processed. Now, you must live in a municipality in order to vote in a municipality's election.
That obviously question has come up before, hence why you're
yes.
making
so
a statement
I'm
here.
I'm going to make the recommendation that you consider how your trash is handled. If you have to take it to one of the
recycling centers.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you have to go to one of the county, you know, refuse places, you do not live in a municipality.
Oh, okay.
Or if you have to hire a private trash pickup, mm-hmm. you most likely do not live in a municipality.
So it's kind of city versus county.
Right.
Because some people will say, I live in Tiga K. Their address might say Tiga K, just using this as an example. But in reality, you live in the county.
Right.
And so,
or even Rock Hill.
Yes. Look at Selanese Road with the pocket of city and county on that road is all over the map.
Right. Fairlawn neighborhood,
yeah.
Wood Forest. They're Rock Hill addresses, but they are not in the city. Lake Wiley, not a city.
So you're just making sure to folks that when you vote, you've got to live in that municipality.
Right.
Means you've got to be a city resident to vote in that city.
Right.
And if you want to change something in another city, unless you move there, you can't vote in that city's election, right?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
right.
Lord. Okay, so people can go ahead and request an absentee ballot for November's?
If they're eligible.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's college students, people over 65. People who have a permanent disability, there are 8 different, and then there's also our military that, you know, they have their own method of doing their absentee.
Meaning they know they're not going to be physically here
right.
to vote in person.
Right.
And then, Allison, do we have any primaries this year?
No.
Okay. Does that only occur when you have a general?
Partisan.
Partisan. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So municipalities are nonpartisan.
Got it. Okay.
So like mayor, town council, those types of things.
That's school board.
Helpful to understand. So this year we will not have a primary
right.
in May, like we typically have done in the past, or right. June, or whatever it is. So, right. okay, that's great. All right, anything else real quick that folks should be doing now to prepare for the
20- If you're not registered to vote, now is the time. Go ahead. If you are 18 years old and live in York County, go ahead. Do it online. It is so simple. It is so simple. If you don't want to do it online, you can always come and visit us. And we will, you know, walk you through it. It's funny. We laughed that we had a whole van full of people. It wasn't really a van full of people, but there had been no one in our office for almost 4 hours. No one. And then all of a sudden, 6 people came marching through the door. We were like, gosh, were they in a van?
Did y'all ride together in carpool?
Right. No, that's of course. Great. They didn't know each other, but we were like, dang.
So you're saying go ahead and do it now and don't do it when your back's against the wall and the deadline is there and life will get right. in the way and find a way to prevent that from happening. So go ahead and do it now when it's quiet.
And if you have moved, update your address with us. Doing it at the post office or at the DMV. The DMV sometimes will update mm-hmm. it. Depends on what action you take. But if the post office card that you fill out is not going to change your address with us.
Okay. Perfect. Well, those are just some of the tips to make sure we have a very smooth 2025 the next time you go and vote in York County.